It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Comedian Kathy Griffin will hold a press conference this morning in Los Angeles where she will claim to be the victim of bullying by the Trump family. Kathy released a photo of herself holding a mock beheaded President Donald Trump by the bloody scalp, and now she claims to be a victim. In a press release, her attorney, Lisa Bloom, states, earlier this week, Ms. Griffin released a controversial photograph of herself posing with a faux bloody mask of Donald Trump's face. Ms. Griffin and Ms. Bloom will explain the true motivation behind the image and respond to the bullying from the Trump family she has endured. The press conference will be held at 9 a.m. Pacific.
The 12 o'clock noon.
Right. PDT. At her lawyer's office in Los Angeles. Will.i.am has confirmed the rumors that Fergie has left the Black Eyed Peas. Will.i.am talked about replacing Fergie, and he said, nobody's replacing Fergie. She's working on her solo project at the moment. We're on this brand new experience, celebrating 20 years of the Black Eyed Peas putting out music. We're proud that she has her label, but Black Eyed Peas are pushing it forward in terms of content, technology, and experiences on our new project. So have you ever heard somebody say things like, I'm totally a Taylor Swift stan, or I'm a Fifth Harmony stan?
I'm looking at one right now.
Yeah, I'm a Taylor Swift stan. The phrase stan was added to the Oxford Dictionary thanks to Eminem. The rapper released the song Stan in 2000 based on an obsessed fan who ended up taking his life because Eminem wouldn't respond to him. Despite the depressing message associated with the song, the phrase has come to mean something more positive. Today, throughout fan bases, it's depicted as people who are extremely dedicated to their beloved musician or celebrity. According to Oxford, stan can be both a noun and a verb. So if your kids are saying that word, that's what it means. Brad Pitt is helping to bring some joy to Chris Cornell's children in the wake of the Soundgarden singer's unexpected death. Brad was spotted paying a visit to Universal Studios Hollywood with Cornell's 12-year-old daughter, Tony, and his 11-year-old son, Christopher. One source said Brad definitely seemed like he was there for the kids to have a good time. He was very accommodating to them and thankful to everybody at each attraction for helping them. According to Us Weekly, Golden State Warriors forward Kevin Durant and Bachelorette star Rachel Lindsay had a pretty serious relationship while they were students at the University of Texas. The source says they broke up when Rachel went to law school. And speaking of Rachel Lindsay, one of the contestants on her show is getting skewered online for what some are calling racist tweets. Contestant Lee Garrett, a 30-year-old singer-songwriter from Nashville, has had old tweets of his dug up that say things like, "When was the last time you saw a pretty feminist?" his hatred of Islam, and saying that the difference between the NAACP and the KKK is one is the sense to shame, that one is the sense of shame to cover their racist ass faces. Chris Harrison tweeted about the controversial contestant last night, saying, "For those asking, no, of course we didn't know about the offensive tweets from Lee's account. None of us were aware of them. Very unfortunate." That's the garbage.